Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts. Aww. He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. We're glad to have our good friend Ann Zimmerman back on the show. Ann has become a great member of our Brain Trust. She's the co-chair of Business for Responsible Tax Reform, founder of and the owner of Zimmerman and Company CPAs. That means she's a CEO. It means she makes payroll, just like me, just like you. She was awarded the Elijah Watts Sales Award for achieving one of the highest CPA exam scores in the galaxy. I mean, folks, I've never taken the CPA exam. It scared the heck out of me just talking to people who took it. That is a monumental Mount Everest exam to take, and she scored one of the highest. So that's an exam, another example, my friends, of what I said to you many times over the years before. No chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Only the best for my audience. Ann Zimmerman, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. And I want to talk about your ideas on what the government should be doing to help people with through tax reform, things like that. But before we do, in this segment, I want to get your thoughts on what's going on in Washington right now, what the government is trying to do. They're proposing as much as a 10% of GDP a bailout, help, money, cash. Something that would be the equivalent of about 10% of GDP. What do you think is what do you know about where we're stuck? Why they can't seem to get this thing done?
Well, from what I've seen, and you know, I've had a couple people working that I'm connected with, working with the Senate and the House over the last couple of days. It's been a whirlwind. Getting comments back and forth from some representatives and all saying, what a small business think of this, what a small business think of this. And and the problem I see is some of these proposals are going to make the big companies rich again.
Is that why the Democrats are bowing up over this?
Yes. And there's no doubt in my mind, you know, there's a piece of me that says, hey, we know for a fact what large businesses did with their cash influx just 2 years ago.
And, well, and in 2008, and
also in 2008,
when small business, when Main Street dealt with a what I call the lost decade from 07 to 16, corporate Wall Street had record years every year. And that was that was largely because of the infusion of cash by the Fed that never got down to Main Street.
Yes. And it's not going to trickle down to Main Street. This has to go straight.
They've got to deliver it. They can't. There's no trickle. Wall Street doesn't trickle things to the economy because Wall Street is no longer a representative of the economy.
I absolutely agree with you on that. And, you know, when we came out of the Great Recession, small businesses created 2/3 of the new jobs. And if you don't have these small businesses there when we come out of this one, and we will come out, we're resilient, we'll come out. But if you don't have small businesses there because they've already closed their doors,
yeah,
I want to know who's going to make all those.
Who's going to let them come back in? Who's going to get them going again? Yeah. Because here's the thing.
It's not going to happen.
Here's the thing. Yeah. When a small business fails, families fail.
Yes.
The owner's family fails, and the people and the employee's family fails. So it's not just a business that fails. And this is why, Ann, I said don't give, if you're going to give checks to somebody, if you're going to give money to people, don't give $1,200 a month or whatever to the individual. Give the money to the business owner to make payroll. And that same dollar serves two entities. It serves the business and the employee, and it keeps the employee tied to the business. It makes them, and then they can continue to work. They can do training. They can do maintenance, whatever. What do you think?
And I agree, and I think in the first part of this, the families first or whatever, it tried to get where it needed to go, but it wasn't anywhere near where it had to be. And by just giving us a payroll tax, which is only 6% of, or a payroll
that's,
tax credit,
that's not enough.
It's only 6% of a payroll. It's not enough.
And hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break. So, folks, we got to watch where we're stuck here. And remember what I said earlier, character, leadership, is that going to show up or is partisan showing up? 22, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.